This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note ended this Thursday at 2.57%. I mention it here because it's looking like the 10-year might, and I stress might, be part of how Congress resolves its latest dilemma, what to do about student loans. Rates for new subsidized loans basically doubled last week to 6.8% because, in part, Republicans wanted one thing, the president wanted another, Democrats yet a third, and oh, by the way, any agreement couldn't cost the government too much money. Therein lies our story. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has it.
Part of the debate over what interest rate Congress should set for student loans has been about whether Congress should set interest rates for student loans. So let's go back for a moment to the early 2000s. Back then, 6.8% seemed like a good deal for students, says Brookings' Matt Chingas. Now, with mortgage rates and other rates so low, it seems kind of crazy.
The problem with having Congress set a specific rate is that that's the rate, and then the market moves around that rate. So you can get into a situation like right now where it seems like, oh, 6.8%, that's too high. Or you can get into the opposite situation where it seems like students are getting too good of a deal.
Democratic leaders in the Senate had, until late last night, wanted to keep rates locked low for a while. They've given in, so now all the different plans out there have something in common. They want to attach student loans to the rate on a 10-year Treasury note plus a few extra percent.
This brings interest rate costs down for almost all borrowers.
That's Justin Drager, president of the National Association of Student Aid Administrators. In the case of the new Senate compromise, undergraduate loans would be about 4.5% today, less than the current 6.8%, though not quite as low as the previous 3.4%. The main differences among plans now are over details.
They're all just using different rates, but then they're tinkering with the borrower benefits, the repayment benefits.
Like a percentage point here or there, and whether rates should be fixed or variable, and what the cap should be. Differences that shouldn't be too hard to hammer out, say analysts. Then again, this is Congress we're talking about. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.